This is HPR episode 1979 entitled, How to Make Perfect Steel Cut Oats. It is hosted by John Culp and is about 11 minutes long. The summary is, I explain how to make the perfect tasty, nutritious breakfast in a slow cooker.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, sitting in my outdoor portable recording studio. In other words, my truck. I tried to record a little while ago while I was walking around campus, and it was a little too windy. When I listened back, I started editing the show, and man, there was just too much wind noise. So I'm doing it again, this time sitting in my truck, where I'm pretty sure it's going to be quiet, and I won't get interrupted and stuff like that. So, it's been a while since I recorded an episode, but I've got a little bit of time, and so I'm going to record one today about something that's very important in my life, and that is oatmeal. I've been an oatmeal enthusiast for quite a long time, maybe 15 years or something. I've been eating oatmeal, not every day or anything, but quite a lot of days out of the year I'll eat oatmeal, especially during the cold season of the year, which admittedly in South Louisiana is not nearly as cold as it is in other parts of the world. However, I love oatmeal for the affordability. It's hard to find a cheaper breakfast that's more nutritious, and it's also really, really tasty if you do it the right way. And for most people, oatmeal means what's called rolled oats, and that's what I've eaten mostly for the last however many years I've been having oatmeal. And those are the kind of flaky ones. Sometimes they're called, traditional oatmeal or old-fashioned oats. I think that's how they brand them. The Quaker old-fashioned oats, I think they're referring to rolled oats. You can get quick oats where it cooks a little bit quicker. But I've always just had the rolled oats. And the way I've prepared those is to have a ratio of water to oats that is 2-to-1. So half a cup of oatmeal, 1 cup of water. I put it in the microwave for 6 minutes on medium power. And also usually throw in a quarter teaspoon of salt. And then that makes a nice bowl of oatmeal. A couple of years ago, though, I was at I was sent to Indianapolis to be part of a focus group for some textbook publisher. And they put us up at a really nice hotel. It had just awesome buffet for breakfast. And one of the items on the buffet was a big old vat of steel-cut oats, or also known as Irish oatmeal. And man, that was the best oatmeal I'd ever had. It had a different texture, kind of a nutty, chewy texture to it that's very different from traditional rolled oats. And so when I came back, I bought some Irish oatmeal, some steel-cut oats at the grocery store, and tried to prepare them at home. And it didn't go very well. It's been a couple of years, so I don't really remember exactly what happened, but these things are different than rolled oats. You have to cook them for quite a long time. I think the package directions say to simmer on the stovetop for 30 minutes, stirring constantly. That's a very high maintenance kind of thing to have to do. It's hard to have half an hour every morning to prepare your breakfast. And I don't remember what happened, but they didn't turn out right. They were too crunchy, and the texture was all wrong, and I pretty quickly gave up on them. But recently, I decided to give it another go. And I tried a couple of different methods of cooking before I finally hit on the perfect way. So the first thing I tried was the rice maker, which makes very good rice, but it's not ideal for trying to cook steel-cut oats. It does pretty well for rolled oats, but it cooks it a little too fast, and it just boiled over and made a big mess. And then it was still too crunchy. So that was no good. Then I tried microwaving, and this time instead of just microwaving for a certain amount of time, I think I did it three different segments of about 7 or 8 minutes at medium temperature, stirring in between each one. And that was okay, but the texture was still not quite right. And that was kind of labor intensive. I finally had the idea to try cooking them in the slow cooker, or a crock pot, if you will. And that's the kind of thing that my wife uses all the time to make pots of beans or things like that, where you cook it for like 8 hours at a really low temperature. And the idea is you just throw everything in there, turn it on, and then 8 hours later you've got your food, and it's delicious. And I had never tried this with oatmeal, but it seemed like a good idea. So one night I threw in the ingredients for the steel-cut oats, which it's a slightly different ratio than you would use with rolled oats. For steel-cut oats, the ratio is 4-to-1 water to oats. And so for one serving, I use 1/4 cup of steel-cut oats, and then 1 cup of water. And I did a little bit of math for the European audience who would not necessarily have access to measuring utensils for these American units of measurement. That would be about 40 grams of oats and 250 milliliters of water for one serving. And so I think on my first try, I made enough for 4 servings. So I put 1 cup of steel-cut oats in the crock pot and then 4 cups of water. And I also put 1/4 teaspoon of salt for each of those servings. So 1 teaspoon of salt in all. And then I cooked it from about, 11 p.m. or midnight all the way until 5 a.m. when I got up. And man, it was great. It's absolutely perfectly cooked. It was so delicious and so wonderful, and so I realized, man, this is the way to do it. You cook it in a slow cooker. And so having found out that it works so well, I decided to get serious about it, and I dug out one of my old light timers. I don't want to stay up until midnight and wait to turn the crock pot on, nor do I want it to cook all night, because that would be, 7 or 8 hours is too long. It really needs to cook for about 4 hours at 200 degrees Fahrenheit. So I've got 4 or 5 of these old light timers from the 70s or 80s or whenever. They're these little plastic boxes you plug into the wall outlet, and it's got a dial on there that you turn around until it shows the current time. And then it's got these little plastic plugs that you position around the timer in such a way that it will turn on your light at the time you say, and then turn it off again at another time. And it used to be that people would put these around the house on different lights while they were traveling to make it look like somebody was still home and discourage burglars. I haven't used them in quite a long time, but I got one out and plugged it in next to the crock pot and plugged the crock pot into the light timer and set it up so that it would turn on at 1 a.m. and then turn back off at 5 a.m. and put the ingredients all in there. And then the next morning, I wake up at 5 and I've got a perfectly cooked batch of steel-cut oats. And what makes this work also is that my wife decided she likes them. And she's never really liked regular oatmeal very much, but she tried the steel-cut oats and really liked it. So now on most days I'll make breakfast for the both of us by throwing all the stuff in the crock pot the night before, and we wake up to a perfectly cooked batch of piping hot steel-cut oats. It's delicious. And we have been buying the Quaker brand steel-cut oats that comes in a little cardboard canister. And they're pretty good. We also got some at the Rouse's supermarket, where they have a big section of bulk items. So I bought steel-cut oats by the pound, and it was maybe $2.99 a pound. So not too bad. It's a little bit more expensive that way than buying the Quaker thing, but in a pinch I can run over there and get some. But it's great stuff. So if you have wanted to try steel cut oats for a while but were turned off by the labor intensive cooking method, then this might be the thing for you. It really could not be easier. It just happens while you sleep. Now you can't do this after you wake up in the morning, because by the time it's ready, it's going to be lunchtime, and then you might not want it anymore. You really do have to get it ready the night before and then set some kind of timer on it. I think some of the newfangled crock pots actually have timers built in, But this old school light timer actually works just fine. So that's the way I'm going to do it. Anyway, thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed that, and go make yourself some steel cutouts. I think you'll thank me for it. Bye, y'all.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.